Boy, it's hard to escape the conversation surrounding refugees at the moment. It's a burgeoning one, a growing humanitarian crisis. It's estimated that there's 20 million refugees globally. My email box gets messages from the UN, and they reminded me that last week Syria peaked at 4 million refugees. There's also Northern Australia, Northern Africa, and this week hundreds of migrants, some of whom will be refugees, are trying to cross into England via the Channel in Calais, France. The director of Ride for Refugees is Abby Bishop. Good morning, Abby.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Going well, thank you.
That's good.
When you hear those figures, which are pretty mind-boggling, what do you feel as a human?
As a human, it's really overwhelming, really, to be honest, because those are just massive figures. So, yeah, I think my initial feeling is just to be literally overwhelmed by it and think, what can I as one person do, I guess, is my initial response.
Yeah. What can we do as single people?
As single people,
yeah.
I guess do what you can with what you've been given, I think, is the first step. Mm. And then see, I guess, where that leads you. And then I guess the beauty of it is if you can find others that have that similar call, if we can band together and work together,
yeah.
I guess more can be done as we, work together, yeah.
Look, clearly it's a global issue. Do you think that nations en masse are called to address it, or should it be a localized concern?
I think the answer to that would be both.
Yeah.
As a humanity, as a group of people, I guess we all need to think about it. And then there are, specific things that each country can do for the people in their local, group. So it's a two-pronged attack, I guess.
All right. Well, let's focus on that. What can we do to assist those that might cross our path in our community who have come as refugees to Australia?
Yeah, I guess one of the easiest things is to get alongside them and be there and meet the need that's immediate. Often it's just to be the listening ear or be the friendly face that is saying, you're welcome. I will help you along this journey that you've been called to travel, which is so difficult.
It's hard to imagine, isn't it, what it would be like to up stumps, leave your family behind, maybe leave with less than a suitcase.
That's
and
right.
Wind up in some foreign land that is completely out of your sphere.
Yeah,
hard to fathom, right. Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, mind-blowing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the terminology changes all the time. So regarding the folks around the Channel in Calais right now, we keep hearing the term migrants, but I would suggest, a fair suggestion, that a lot of those folks would be refugees. I mean, anybody in their right mind or anybody who doesn't have a very good need to is not going to hold on to the underbelly of a truck.
That's right. It's desperate. It's desperation, really. You do what you need to do to survive in that moment. So,
Do you think Australia has a good record of settling displaced people?
I think we've done what we can, and I think obviously we can do so much more. So, it's a process and there's always more that we can do, I think.
And what do you say to people who really kind of take the humanitarian idea out of it and focus very much on border protection, who want to keep this space or any space they inhabit, it could be England, for themselves?
It's tricky, isn't it? Because we have so much, and those people, and you just highlighted the desperation that they have nothing, and we have so much that we can share. So, why not share what we have? We have so much. We are blessed with so much, and it almost seems selfish to keep it to ourselves, really, to come down to that basic core issue.
Abby Bishop is the director for Ride for Refugees, which is coming up soon. It's a fair dinkum bike ride. What are you aiming to achieve?
What we're aiming to achieve is to get, and as I heard a guy say when I was sharing about the event, he said it's an event that helps people dip their toe into this, what we've been talking about, this massive issue.
Yeah.
And to begin engaging with what God's heart is for refugees, and then as well as engaging with the issue, then raising funds for refugee projects here in Australia and also overseas. So,
when's the event coming up, Abby?
The event is the 29th of August.
Yeah.
On a Saturday. So, in a month and a bit.
Do I need to be fit?
No, absolutely not. There is a 3K loop for the kids, but obviously you could maybe push yourself a little bit and do the 25K loop.
I could.
And then there's people that can do the 50, the 75, and then the hardcore Lycra clad riders.
Lycra?
100K, yes.
What is it? I have yet to find out, Abby, why bike riders wear Lycra. It's because they can? Because when I go out on my bike, I just wear some daggy old shorts. There must be some very good reasons behind it.
I'm not really sure.
You don't
my
know.
Husband is one of those mammals, and to be honest, I'm yet to be convinced. So yeah, but they do the 100, and they go all out there, and it is hard, but they push themselves, realizing that refugee plights are far worse than riding 100Ks. So
So pump up the tyres, get the bike in order, bring your spare tyre if you have one. It might be smaller by the time you go home.
Yeah, bring the kids. There's lots of fun stuff for the kids as well, so not just for the adults. Like I said, the family 3K loop that the kids can come and do.
Yeah.
Jumping castles, ace painting. Really great day out for the family as well as those furious riders.
So that's a Sunday, right? Sunday?
Saturday.
Saturday, August 29 at the Equestrian Centre.
That's correct, yes.
No horsing around, it's all about bikes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could walk around a little bit.
You could walk about. Are you calling for donations?
Yes. So that's another way. So we're calling people to come and ride. We are calling people to donate for people that ride. You can even just donate to a project. If you hop on the website, rideforrefugees.com.au, you can donate directly to a project or even a person that if you know someone that's riding. Yeah.
Hope it goes great, Abby. And given that
you
have the surname Bishop, will you be arriving by helicopter?
I will not be riding by helicopter. I will be driving and then riding my bike.
That is the right answer. Thanks for your time, Abby, and all the best with it.
No worries, Nick.
We have posted the information to Hope's notice board. You can find it at hope1032.com.au. Ride for Refugees coming up at the end of this month.